Barry Broom of the Greater Phoenix Economic Council said the legislation given final approval late Thursday would be, in his words, unbelievably damaging to the state. Broom said within hours of that vote, he heard from officials at four firms the state's trying to lure that they were no longer interested. And he said some companies already here are saying customers are canceling, saying the message is that Arizona is hostile to gays. His letter to Brewer urging a veto is frustrating Kathy Herrod of the Center for Arizona Policy, who crafted the measure and wants the governor to sign it.
I would encourage business interests to look at it from an opposite viewpoint, that Arizona should be a state that respects and values the diversity of religious beliefs, that Arizona is a state that respects the religious faith of all individuals, and that we're a state that's open to enabling business owners and individuals to live out their faith.
But Broom was unmoved by Herod's argument that Arizona needs a new law to protect religious freedom.
The Ku Klux Klan in the South, you know, their main argument was with the Bible in their hands. There's a long history of people engaging in persecution in the name of their religion.
Brewer has 5 days to decide what to do after the bill lands on her desk Monday. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.